Okay, so we have here in Parashas Balak a lot of kashas, right? Poshep Shad kashas going on in the whole parasha. But I want to speak out a few based on a yesod that Rav Shach brings in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah in the Sefer Avi Ezri. He quotes from the Maral Diskin in the Sefer Tshuvas Maral Diskin in Sof Chelek Sheni Luxovim, and he says, because he's so excited about this pshat, he says, I'm going to just quote the whole thing, and then he's moisef on it. But he asks some very fundamental questions on the parasha, which brings to some fundamental yesodos, bechlal, and how all nevuah works. So I'm not going to go through all the kashas. The Maral Diskin, I think he brings here like 11 kashas there, or something like that, on the whole parasha, on the whole sequence of events here. Just mention, I think, with the two main kashas here. So he starts off with the Gemara Bava Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra is a very cryptic Gemara. The Gemara says, Daf Yedaled, that there the Gemara is discussing who wrote the different svarim of Tanakh. It's very interesting. It goes to all the different parts of Tanakh. Who wrote what? Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Chamisha Chumshei Torah, right? That's one of the Ikarei Hadas, right? But Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara has a very interesting lashon. The Gemara says that Moshe Kosav Sifroi Uparshas Bilam. He wrote his Sefer, which is Torah's Moshe, right? The five books of Moses, and he wrote Parshas Bilam. What on earth does that mean? Parshas Bilam is part of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And he brings that Rashi is nitchak. Rashi is bothered by this kasha, and he has to say a dochak pshat that it's not really part of the Torah because it's just like mashalim. He's just giving ideas and different parables about, right? It's very poetic the way Bilam gives over the prophecy, and the Maral Diskin is tamea. He says how could Rashi say that? He says the Gemara tells us in Perek Chelek that every single letter of the Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're Mevaza, even one letter of the Torah, you're called an Apikoros. Right? And it says Menashe was an Apikoros because he used to make fun of the Agados. Sheldofi used to make fun of the different Agados you find in the Torah. And the Rambam famously writes in a tshuva, the Rambam says that every letter of the Torah, that's why the Rambam was very against standing up for Aseres HaDibros. Because there's all shy even out today with the place where they mock me and not mock me about it. Based on Rabbi Yashiv is very mock me, right? He's against all the other places. All the other places can hold it nowadays. It's okay, but Rabbi Yashiv, yeah, he says even if everyone else is standing, you should sit down.
Pretty much says that it's not a problem because you stand for Shir Zayam anyway.
Exactly, very good. That's what the buzz, right? Exactly, bring that we stand for other things also. But anyway, and so he brings that from the round. The Rambam says, "V'tavach gacha mumacha." The different names that mentioned at the end, we read this on Rosh Hashanah, right, by when Rivka was being brought by after the Akedah. So, they're all those words seem like, who cares about the Goyim's names? They're all same level of Kedusha. So, like, how could Rashi say that it's Misham? Rashi's Bada. What does it mean, Parshas Bilam? So, Rashi saying that it's not really the Ikar of the Torah. So the Maral Diskin is asking, like, well, how could Rashi say that? Every word of the Torah is 100%. So what on earth is pshat in this Gemara that it says Uparshas Bilam? That's question number one. Question number two, just in terms of the maybe the Ikar Kasha and the Psukim themselves, is what on earth was Bilam thinking? A lot of Kashas on Bilam, but the obvious Kasha is, maybe the most central Kasha is, Bilam clearly wanted to curse the Jewish people. That's obvious. And he was trying to do whatever he could. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't do it. And you're only, you can try, go, but only what I say you're gonna have to do. So what was Bilam's havami is to be able to go and curse the Jewish people? He wasn't an idiot. We have a lot of things to say about Bilam. But he wasn't stupid. So what was he thinking? He clearly wants to curse them. Hashem says, I don't want to curse them. I want to bless them. You can go, but you're gonna have to do what I say. So what was he thinking? What's he gonna do? How's he gonna trick the Kadosh Baruch?
How about the Gemara Brachos? It says that he knew when Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry, like Rosh Hashanah mentioned this, that he was like, he knows when Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry.
So he's going to say, right. Yeah. Okay, right. He gets into that. I think he gets into the Gemara also. So he thought he was going to get a show of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Maisa, I'm not sure if that explains the Lashon of the Psukim, because Hashem says, whatever I'm going to tell you to do, you're going to have to do. Like, how did he... But Enachlam, because Chazal do say that he was going to try to find a point of anger. So he says like this. He says that the way the Nevi'im works is that we know there's something called, the Gemara tells us, an aspaklari ha-me'ira, aspaklari she'ein ha-me'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who prophesies with what's called an aspaklari hamiira, which basically is a unfiltered prophecy. Right? There was nothing. There was a prism that wasn't filtered. It was direct. Exactly what he got from Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what he gave over. Everyone else was aspaklari she'ena meira. So they got some type of vision, but it wasn't 100% clear. He gives a mashal. It was like, it has to basically go through the Navi. In other words, every Navi has to interpret it based on the way they connect to the Nevuah. So Hashem would send a message, it wouldn't be 100% clear, and they would have to touch it up. They would have to explain it. And based on the characteristics of the Navi, and the way he thought, and the way he would think about the world, and the way his midos were, that would affect the Nevuah. So he gives the mashal, he gives us like, if you have a red prism, right? So when you put light through it, the light will come red. If you have green, it will be green. Right? So depending on the kli that's projecting the light that's coming in, will determine what it looks like. There's a famous thing the Chazal should give the right, this is the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says that the Zman of the Churban, the Yidin went to Chulda Navia. She was one of the seven women prophets. Right? So they wanted to get a good Nevuah about what's going to happen to Churban. I have a question. Yirmiyahu was alive. He was a Navi. So why didn't they go to him? So the Gemara says, because she was a Rahman. Because women are more Rahman, right? So the question, Hashem is giving a prophecy. It doesn't matter who he's saying it to. Hashem is going to give a prophecy. It's either going to be a Churban or not a Churban. Tarot says, based on this, because yeah, it's true. Hashem gives a vision. He gives a message, but it's not 100% clear what's going on. The Navi has to understand it and interpret the way he wants to interpret it. So they said, we'll go to Chulda, because she'll interpret the message based on her tchunos and nefesh, which she's more of a Rahman.
Well, they've been hearing bad things from Yirmiyahu for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. Now we hear a good thing. Enough with the bad things, we're from the good thing.
Does the interpretation change the reality, though?
So to a certain extent, yes.
Okay.
To a certain, obviously, anyone who's a Navi has to be at a level that they're writing for Nevuah, and they have to be doing it. It's incumbent upon them to do it in the right way. But at the end of the day, there is a level of that person's own understanding that goes into the Nevuah. He's not allowed to just say whatever he wants. He's not allowed to do that. But that's the Teva HaDvarim that's going to be affected by the person. So Mela says, the Maral Diskin, that's the Pshat. He'll answer these two kashas. He asks another 10 also, but he says like this. Moshe Hashem was giving Nevuah to Bilam. What did Bilam say? Bilam's like, I don't care what Hashem says, because I am such a messed up, ra person, right? Whatever message Hashem tries to send me, I'm going to interpret it bad, because those are my midas. I'll totally, you know, pervert it, and just come up with a klal against klal, because I hate klal, so that's what I'm all about. Anything I hear, I'll interpret it like that. So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that was his plan. He says, he knows Hashem's like, Hashem said, whatever I say, you're going to have to do it. Seder, you say whatever, and I'll far touch it in a krum way that's going to be a klal to klal Yisrael. That was his plan. So Mimela, what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's like Chazal say, that Lokam Moshe, Lokam Navi Kemoshe, there was nobody, Lokam Navi Kemoshe, there was no Navi in the world that ever was like Moshe, only be Yisrael. Lokam Kemoshe be Yisrael, but by the Uba's own there was. Bilam was at the level where he actually got Aspaklari HaMe'ira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a 100% clear message that couldn't be distorted and perverted anyway. Why did Hashem do that? So that he wouldn't be able to mess it up. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the message 100% clear. There was nothing for Bilam to say. That's why the plan didn't work. He's like, I'm a Navi. I'm a regular Navi. I'll get the red and I'll interpret it. But now he couldn't do that. So Mamela back to that. That was Bilam's plan, and that's how Hashem foiled the plan. And back to the Gemara Bava Basra, so what does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his Sefer and Sefer Bilam? Because everything else that was written in the Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it over, it took on a new level. Because everything that happened, even the things that happened to the Avos, even by Avram Avinu, it wasn't given, the Nevuahs that Avram Avinu got were not the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Aspaklara She'ena Meir. Rav Shach adds in at the end, he says, that was the big, he says, I had a kasha, what was the big deal with Avram Avinu? I mean, it's not so easy to shecht your son, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to you and said, this is what you got to do, you're going to argue in Hashem? He says that the challenge was, it wasn't such a clear message. Avraham Avinu got a Nevuah. Now, if he was honest with himself, the Nevuah was shecht Yitzchak. right? But maybe I'm making a mistake, maybe something else. So the nisayon was to be totally 100% honest to what you really understood and go ahead and do it. That's why it was such a nisayon. He adds on based on the moral distance. So he says, so that's what was going on. So everything that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down in the Torah, even the stories of Avraham Avinu, they were Moshe Rabbeinu's sefer. Because when it actually happened to Avraham Avinu, it happened on one level. When he wrote it down, that was with a new understanding of what was going on. So what he was writing down was new and was adding an aspaklari ha-meira element to everything that happened in the Torah. But except for what? Parshas Bilam. Parshas Bilam was given over to Bilam with the exact clarity that Moshe Rabbeinu had anyway. So he wrote the Torah. Everything else in the Torah was Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, that he is now writing it with a new level of nevuah that never happened before. But Parshas Bilam, he's just copying over what happened to Bilam. So the Mela, that's what the Gemara Bava Basra says, he wrote his Sefer and Parshas Bilam also.